Hello and welcome to Listen with Nat Nissen. As you know, this week, and I think we've gone on to another week now, we've been speaking about stress and energy. Now, they're so intricately connected, but so incredibly different at the same time. So we can help our energy in any number of ways. We can do it falsely by drinking energy drinks and coffee, which ends up negatively impacting our energy afterwards. We can drink more water. That would immediately impact our energy levels. We can have more nutritious food. We can move in ways that suit our body. There are so many things we can do to increase our energy. The thing with stress is it takes away so much of our energy and depletes us so much that we end up actually needing to do more than eat well, do more than hydrate, do more than move. We really need to address the actual stress, how we manage the stress, if the stress isn't going away at any time soon, and how our body responds to it. So stress impacts our body with all the four pillars, the physical, mental, emotional, and soulful. And we need to understand that our body has not changed in many, 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 many thousands of years. So our body has this amazing, wonderful response that when we're in an emergent situation, we have fight or flight. Our body pumps out adrenaline and cortisol, really powerful chemicals, so that we can get out of any situation that we perhaps need to that is an emergency. Now, fight or flight has evolved and has now turned into fight, flight, freeze or fawn. Same response in the body though. Now, if you've ever had that response, for example, a car accident, you've been in a fight, you've been in a really scary situation, you might have recognized that afterwards, or at least for a few days after, you're shaky, you're emotional, you're teary, you're exhausted. Now, that's not just because of the emotional experience that you had, but it's also because those chemicals were pumped into your body. And you're now exhausted after dealing with all that cortisol and adrenaline being pumped into you. It helped at the time, but there are consequences to those chemicals. They're incredibly inflammatory. Now, what's happening nowadays is we're living in this low-level stress, this low-level state of anxiety, fear, depression, uncertainty, being unsettled, not knowing what's happening, so we're wondering all the time, what ifs in a negative way. And what this does is it drips out a little bit of adrenaline and cortisol every single day. It wears out our nervous system and adrenal system every single day. So we become exhausted and lack energy in a completely different way. It's a very different energy or lacking of energy than if we were dehydrated or if we weren't moving enough. Those things will always help. But having these chemicals pumped into our body every day, having our nervous systems, our hormonal systems, our adrenal systems worn out little by little every day, has a much greater impact on us than we would believe. Now, because it happens slowly, we often become used to feeling exhausted. We get used to feeling achy. We get used to feeling tired. We get used to not waking up feeling great. And often so many people around us also feel like that, that we normalize it. So what's really important here is that we understand that the stress response on our body can be so extreme that it is absolutely essential to know how to deal with it. It's absolutely essential to understand that there is a difference between lacking in energy through lack of nutrition, lack of nutrients, lack of vitamins and minerals, lack of water, lack of movement, and a real exhaustion because we are worn out. And there are different methods, strategies, and tools that we use to help ourselves to get back on track. Now, this whole soldier on hustle attitude has never really sat well for me, never since I went through burnout. This whole soldier on attitude really harms us because we keep pushing, even when our body says, I'm constantly stressed, I'm worn out, my nervous system is worn out, I'm at my wit's end, physically, mentally, emotionally, and soulfully, and I need your help. But we keep pushing on because society says hustle is good, that soldiering on is good. There are ads on TV that say soldiering on is good. What we need to understand is that discipline, motivation, understanding our body and when we can push a little bit more is very different than continuing to hustle and soldier on when our body is crying out for us to listen to it because it's at its wit's end. It's not the car that turned in front of you on the road that caused that reaction in you. It's not the fact that someone left the top off the toothpaste and toothpaste went everywhere that you had that reaction. It's that you are frazzled. Your nervous system and adrenal systems are worn out. You are physically, mentally, emotionally, and soulfully exhausted. And so the little things become big things because you're at your wit's end. So this is a very different type of lacking in energy than what we would normally talk about when we're talking about energy levels. This is an exhaustion that comes from a constant low-level stress state that so many of us are going through for any number of reasons. There are literally hundreds of reasons why we go through this, and we need to make sure that we not only limit those reasons, take away those reasons that are creating this, that are helping us to create this state of stress, but that we learn the tools and strategies to deal with the stresses that we do have. So have a think about, do you know how stressed you are at the moment? Are you aware of how stressed your body is, physically, mentally, emotionally, and soulfully? Are you aware of how exhausted you really are? Are you aware of how great you could really feel? Are you aware of the questions you need to be able to ask yourself to know your state of stress? I encourage you to have a think about that, and I look forward to speaking with you soon. Bye for now.